Hello.
Hello. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research, and we're conducting a short opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. I'm sorry, would you this survey is about, you know, the different kind of transportations in Massachusetts?
Transportation?
Yes, like buses, you know, trains, and all kinds of transportation in Massachusetts.
Like the MBTA?
Yes, sir.
What do you want to know about it?
Okay, would you like to continue in English or Spanish, sir?
Well, I don't speak Spanish.
Okay, well, I guess we do it in English. Okay, sir, just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Are you 18 to 29, 30 to 44? 45 to 59 or over 60?
Over 60.
Over 60, okay. All right, sir, and what state do you live in?
Massachusetts.
Okay, thank you. All right, in which county in Massachusetts?
Suffolk.
Okay, you said Suffolk, right? Suffolk.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. All right, sir, and how would you describe your gender? Would you say man, woman, or non-binary?
Man.
All right. Okay, then how would you describe your race or ethnicity?
Asian.
Asian, right? All right, sir, now what is the highest level of the schooling that you have completed?
A bachelor's degree.
Okay. A bachelor's degree. All right. All right, sir, in a few words, what would you say is the most important transportation-related issue facing Massachusetts?
Most important, funding for the for the public transportation system.
Okay. Funding, right?
Yep.
Okay. For transportation. Okay, for funding for transportation services, right? Or
yeah, transportation system.
System, okay. System. All right, sir. Now, what grade would you give Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey, you know, for open transportation, including highway, roads, and bridges, public transportation like trains, subway, buses, and ferries, and walking and biking, from A, B, C, D, F? What letter would you give her?
Well, she's only been in office a little while, so there's not much you can gauge her on.
Okay, you know, just on that time, you know, what would you grade her on?
A B.
A B?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, sir, the MBTA provides subway, bus, train, and ferry services throughout eastern Massachusetts. What grade would you give Governor Healey for her handling of the MBTA?
Probably a B because she hasn't been there long enough.
Okay. All right, sir. Massachusetts has, you know, 15 regional transit authorities that provide public bus services outside the MBTA service area. What grade would you give Governor Healey for her handling of the regional transit authorities?
A B.
A B. Okay. All right, sir, the Massachusetts State Legislature is responsible for funding public infrastructure, including road, bridges, sidewalk, bike paths, and public transportation like trains, buses, and subways. What grade would you give the state legislature for the handling of transportation infrastructure here in Massachusetts? From A to F.
A C.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, thinking about traffic on the roads and highways, in part of the state where you live, would you say that traffic now is better than it was before, you know, the start of the pandemic in March 2020, or would you say it's worse than it was before the pandemic, or about the same?
About the same.
about the same. All right. All right, sir. How safe do you feel doing each of the following in Massachusetts? Okay. If you do not engage in an activity, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. Drive or ride a car on local roads. Would you say very safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe, or do not engage?
Safe.
Would that be very or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat safe. Okay, what about drive or ride a car on the highway?
Somewhat safe.
Take the MBTA commuter rail.
Safe. Somewhat safe.
Somewhat safe?
Yeah.
Take the public bus like MBTA or RTA.
Very safe.
Okay, walk around your community.
Very safe.
Ride a bicycle.
Somewhat safe.
And take the MBTA subway.
Somewhat safe.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you, you know, about a different topic, okay? Governor Healey has proposed new legislation to build more affordable housing. Part of the bill will let cities and towns, you know, charge a transfer fee on the portion of real estate sale above $1 million. Cities and towns could use the money raised, you know, from this fee to build more affordable housing. How much would you support or oppose allowing cities and towns to impose such a transfer fee on a portion of real estate sale above, I mean, over $1 million?
That's a mouthful you just said.
Would that
said.
Be... This be over $1 million.
I don't even know the issue, so I can't even give you an answer. So first
okay.
I've heard of it, that's why.
Okay. But this is just, you know, about supporting or opposing, okay, allowing cities and towns to impose such a transfer fee on a portion of real estate sale, you know, over $1 million.
Yeah, I guess I will go with it.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and thank you. We're almost done. Last few questions are for statistical purpose only, okay? How many cars, if any, does your household own or lease?
Two.
Okay. All right, then do you own or rent your home, or do you have another arrangement like living with family members or student housing?
No, I own my home.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And which of the following may describe your work situation? Are you employed full-time, employed part-time, or not currently employed?
Retired.
Okay, so not employed, right?
Not employed.
Okay, and are you a student, homemaker, or retired, temporarily unemployed?
Retired.
Okay. In politics today, sir, would you consider yourself to be independent, Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, Democrat. And, okay, last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category that contains your income, okay? Below $25,000, $25,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to less than $100,000, $100,000 to less than $150,000,
well,
or more than...
I'm retired, so I have no income.
Okay, so be let's say below $25,000. You want me to put that one or?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. Now, just for qualification purpose of the survey, what is your zip code where you live?
02116.
02116, right? Okay. All right. All right, sir. Well, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have
all
a
right.
great evening. Appreciate
you. You have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
I will you too. Bye-bye.